これからリスニングテストを始めます。それではリスニングテストのページを開いてください。このテストには2つのパートがあります。パート1ではカンバセーション、パート2ではモノログが流れてきます。では、パート1の説明をいたします。パート1には、問い35から問い58までの問題があります。それぞれの会話に対して、1つまたは2つの質問が流れます。会話と質問を聞き、正しいと思われるものの記号をマークしてください。会話を聞きながら、メモを取っても構いません。すべて一度しか流れませんので、注意して聞いてください。それでは始めます。
Listening Comprehension Part 1 Conversations Conversation 35
I've decided what to do during the summer vacation. I usually visit my aunt in Colorado.But this year, I'll go to Alaska.
That sounds great. I've always wanted to visit Alaska. Is it expensive to go there?
Yeah, but I think it's worth the money. My friend said the scenery was fantastic, and I want to see it myself.
I see. I guess I'll work part-time this summer to save money to go there next year.
Question 35.Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 36.
Dinner is ready.Are you finished with your homework?
Not quite. The math homework takes me so long. But Spanish is easy.
Why don't you finish math first and then do Spanish after dinner?
That's what I'm doing. Okay, I'm all finished with math, so I can eat now.
Question 36. Which one of the statements is correct?Conversation 37.
May I have your name for the order, please?
It's Elliot. That's E-L-L-I-O-T-T.
Thanks, Elliot. Please wait by the counter for your drink.
Thank you.
Question 37. What is the man's name?Conversation 38.
Do you need anything from the store? I have to get some shampoo and conditioner.
Can you wait for 15 minutes? I want to finish writing this report, and then I'll go with you.
Sure, I'll wait. It's for Japanese history, right?
Yes, it's for Professor Takahashi's class, and it's due tomorrow.I'm almost finished.
Question 38. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 39.
Did you know that my brother lives in Taiwan? He gave me this for my birthday.
No, I didn't know that. He sent you food?
Yes, it's a kind of pound cake. There are different flavors. This one is honey.
It looks delicious, and it tastes great, too. But we need milk.
Question 39. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 40.
Did you hear that we have a test next week? Mr. Smith told us yesterday.
Thanks for telling me. I was sick and couldn't come to class.
I know. How are you feeling now?
Much better. But I'm going to take it easy this weekend. I'll probably stay home and study for our test.
Question 40. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 41.
Hi, Hiro. That's a nice cap you have on.
Oh, thanks, Jane. My sister gave it to me. She brought it back from Switzerland this summer.
Was she studying abroad? I studied there once for a summer.
No, she had an internship there. She was working every day at a trading company, but she still had fun.
Question 41. Which one of the statements is correct about the man? Conversation 42.
How would you like to go to work for a month in Thailand?
I'd love to. Is there a possibility?
The boss is looking for someone to represent us there. But I know you have kids.
Yes, but they're both in college now and don't really need me so much.
Question 42. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 43.
I like my classes with Professor Hooper.
Why? How is he different from other professors?
He really cares about the students and he respects us.
Thanks for telling me. Maybe I can take his class next semester.
Question 43. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 44.
Could I please talk to you? I didn't quite understand the last story you told us.
Thanks for letting me know. I think there are other students who did not understand as well.
Could you just tell me the main point?
I think it might take too long. I'll send the whole story to the class by email. You'll get the main point when you read it.
Question 44. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 45.
Hi, Joe. Have you heard the news? Sarah is getting married.
Really? I haven't seen her in a while. Who was the lucky guy?
Apparently, a Scandinavian. They met when she went to Finland on a business trip last year.
Cool. I wonder where they will end up living.
Question 45. Which one of the statements is correct about Sarah? Conversation 46.
Hi, Takashi. I haven't seen you in ages. How have you been?
I've been working two jobs for the whole summer.
How come?
I'm saving up money for my trip to Canada.
Oh, you are always up to something.
Question 46. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 47.
I'm so frustrated with my class schedule for this semester.
Why? What's wrong?
I wanted to work part-time in the evening, but my classes finish late every day.
Sorry to hear that. What about Saturday? You can work on Saturdays instead, right?
Yeah, that's the only option I'm left with now.
Question 47. What is the woman complaining about? Conversation 48.
I'd like two tickets for the 6 o'clock train to Nagoya.
We only have separate seats available on that train.
How about a later train? I'd like to sit next to my mother.
The 7 o'clock train has seats next to each other.
Okay, then please give me the tickets for the 7 o'clock one.
Question 48. Which one of the statements is correct about the woman? Conversation 49.
I'd like to buy a cleaning robot. I think I could save a lot of time if I had one.
Yeah, a cleaning robot is very convenient. But you should first put away things on the floor so that the robot can move around and clean.
That's right. Maybe I should throw things away before getting a cleaning robot.
If you can reduce the amount of stuff you have in your room, you may not need a robot in the first place.
Question 49. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 50.
I'm interested in serving as a volunteer at the Tokyo Olympic Games.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea. What are the qualifications?
Well, according to the website, you need to be over 18 years old. You will also have to attend all the training sessions prior to the games.
When do they start accepting applications? I'd like to join you.
Question 50. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 51.
My son recently started taking swimming lessons.
Why is swimming so popular among kids?
Well, swimming is really good exercise. It also makes your body strong, so you don't get sick so easily.
Oh, then I should also start taking lessons myself.
Question 51. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 52.
How do you usually go to school?
I usually walk to school.
Doesn't it take more than 30 minutes from your apartment?
It does, but I enjoy walking. It's good for my health. I take the bus when it rains, though. There's a bus stop right in front of my house, but the bus only comes every 30 minutes.
Question 52. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 53.
That's a beautiful ring you're wearing. Is that your engagement ring?
Actually, this used to be my mother's ring.
Why did she give it to you?
She says it's too fancy for her now that she's getting old.
Question 53. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 54.
My friend is visiting me from Canada next Saturday. Where do you think I should take him?
Is it the first time for him to visit Japan?
He was here once before. That was about 3 years ago.
Did you take him to Asakusa last time he came?
He was just here for a conference and didn't have time for sightseeing.
Then why not go to Asakusa?
Question 54. Which one of the statements is correct? Long conversations. Long conversation 1.
So, how's everything going in your classes?
Fine, but I wanted to ask about writing.
What's the problem? Are you having difficulty meeting the deadlines?
No, that's not a problem. I can write long essays, but I want to know how to write summaries.
Well, we have writing advisors on campus who can help students writing. You could talk with one of them about that.
Okay, I'll try. But I'm really busy because I'm working part-time.
In that case, maybe you should use the online writing center.
Question 55. Who is the woman? Question 56. What does the woman want to know more about? Long conversation 2.
Hi, Jen. You ride your bike to school, don't you?
Yeah, every day when it's not raining. Why?
My front tire is low on air. Do you know anyone with a pump?
I have one, but I lent it to Chris yesterday.
Does she have it with her now?
She still has it, but she's sick and is staying home today.
Oh, I see. Thanks anyway. I'll try asking someone else.
Question 57. What problem does the man have? Question 58. What will the man probably try to do next?
それでは。リスニングテストのパート2を始めます。パート2では3つのモノログが流れます。パート2には問い59から問い64までの問題があります。それぞれのモノログに対して2つの質問が流れます。メモを取りながら聞いて正しいと思われるものの記号をマークしてください。すべて一度しか流れませんので、注意して聞いてください。それでは始めます。
Part 2 Monologues Monologue 1
Kayla Harrison is a female American judo athlete who competes in the under 78 kilogram weight category. She won the 2010 World Championships.As well as gold medals at the 2012 and 2016 Olympics. Kayla was born in Middletown, Ohio, in 1990. She took up judo at the age of 6, having been introduced to the sport by her mother, who was a black belt in the sport. She won the gold medal in the 78-kilogram category at the World Judo Championships in 2010 in Tokyo,the first American to do so since 1999, when her coach, Jimmy Pedro, won. At the 2011 World Judo Championship in Paris, however, she only placed third, taking the bronze medal. Prior to the 2012 Summer Olympics in London, she injured her knee during training. Even so, on August 2, 2012,She won the Olympic gold medal in the under 78 kilogram category, defeating Gemma Gibbons of Britain. She became the first American to win an Olympic gold medal in judo. She earned a second Olympic gold medal in the same weight class at the 2016 Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Following the 2016 Olympics, the United States Judo Association promoted Kayla to the rank of 6th-degree black belt, making her the youngest person in the U.S. to ever be awarded this rank.
Question 59. What is this monologue mainly about? Question 60. According to the monologue, which one of the statements is correct about Kayla Harrison? Monologue 2.
One of the most popular occupations for young Japanese women is being a flight attendant for an airline. In Japan, flight attendants are usually called cabin attendants, or simply CAs. You may think that their job is to serve and sell drinks, meals, and snacks to the passengers during the flight. Actually, they have many more duties than that. About 1 hour before takeoff, the captain conducts a meeting with them about the flight information, including the number of hours the flight will take, the route the plane will fly, and weather conditions. Once they board the plane, they check to see if the cabin is clean, if there is an adequate supply of food and drinks, and if the emergency equipment is installed. Once the passengers board the plane and are seated, the flight attendants make sure their seatbelts are fastened and demonstrate the proper use of the safety equipment before the plane takes off. A flight attendant's most important responsibility is to help passengers in the event of an emergency. This responsibility includes dealing with rude or violent passengers, performing first aid, and directing evacuations. Cabin attendants also answer questions about the flight, take care of the passengers with special needs, and make flights comfortable.
Question 61. According to the monologue, what is the most important responsibility of a flight attendant? Question 62. According to the monologue, which one of the statements is correct about flight attendants? Monologue 3. Jake Hubbard is a farmer. He lost his left hand in an accident. Students at Rochelle Middle School in the United States wanted to help him. They created a new artificial hand for Hubbard. They made it with a 3D printer. Hubbard already has an artificial hand. It cost $10,000. He uses it at work. His new artificial hand looks more like a human hand. It cost only about $100 to make. Now, Hubbard says, I have something nice to put on. Vic Worthington is a technology teacher at Rochelle Middle School. He knew his school had a 3D printer. He thought it could be used to make a new hand for Hubbard, and he shared the idea with his students. Vic Worthington's friend, who is an engineer, made the design for the hand. Then the students used the 3D printer to make the parts and put them together. It took a full school year to finish the project. One of the students who worked on the project says, "When I saw Mr. Hubbard wearing the hand for the first time, I could barely sit still. It was like electricity was going through me." Question 63. What is this monologue mainly about? Question 64. Which one of the statements is correct about Vic Worthington?
これでリスニングテストを終わります。筆記用具を置いて試験官の指示に従ってください。